AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Court records show prosecutors are considering hate crimes charges in addition to 5 counts of murder for the 22-year-old suspect in the Colorado Springs nightclub shooting. The mother of bartender Daniel Aston, who was killed, says she doesn't understand the hatred against the LGBTQ community.
They don't hurt anybody. They're just normal folk. You know, most of them have day jobs.
There are questions about the suspect allegedly threatening his mother last year and if that could have been used to seize his weapons under Colorado's red flag law. 4 people are dead after a hostage situation in Kingfisher County in northwest Oklahoma. 1 person survived. Guess who's back on Twitter? Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Last month, she blasted traditional media outlets.
Most of you in the media have been wrong about me. You've lied about me and assassinated my character to the American people.
Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, frequently said he thinks Twitter had become too restrictive. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake toppled buildings in Indonesia. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
People rushed into the streets, some covered in blood and white debris. Emergency workers have been treating the injured on stretchers outside main hospitals, on terraces, and in parking lots.
Consumers could start seeing higher gas prices and shortages of groceries if railroads don't reach a contract agreement with all 12 unions. Conductors rejected the new proposal, meaning Congress may have to step in to try to help protect the supply chain. President Biden's pardon to turkeys at the White House, chocolate and chip, continuing the annual pre-Thanksgiving tradition. He joked about the vote count for their fate.
There's no ballot stuffing. There's no foul play.
This is AP News. There's been a deadly crash in Massachusetts at an Apple store. Our Mike Hempen reports.
Investigators in Hingham haven't said whether they think the crash was accidental, but they have been interviewing the driver. The SUV crashed through the front door window of the Apple store, killing one person and injuring 16. Plymouth District Attorney Timothy Cruz says the vehicle went through the store's plate glass window and struck multiple people.
As many head to the kitchen for the Thanksgiving feast, a recent study reveals the oldest evidence of using fire to cook. It was the leftovers of a roasted carp dating back 780,000 years ago. Scientists think that learning to cook was a big step for evolution, helping early humans fuel their bigger brains. The study comes from a site in Israel where members of an extinct human species probably cooked fish over a fire. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.